Now we'll discuss about the pathology. So because the most common site of involvement is the lymph nodes, so first we'll do the lymph node biopsy, because when the patient is presenting with a painless lymphadenopathy, then we have to be very concerned about the malignancy, especially if the patient is also having associated sinus symptoms like weight loss, night sweats, etc. So we are going to do the lymph node biopsy, in which there will be massive histiocytes and giant large histiocytes will be present in the sinuses of the lymph nodes. These histiocytes will be admixed with the lymphocytes and the plasma cells. Upon immunohistochemical staining, these histiocytic cells will be positive for S100, CD68, CD163, HAM56, anti-chymotrypsin, alpha-1 anti-chymotrypsin and alpha-1 antitrypsin, but negative for CD1A. And these cells will show a strong expression of interleukin-1, TNF-alpha, and moderate expression of interleukin-6. A hallmark of the Rosai-Doffman disease is the presence of M. peripolysis. What is M. peripolysis? It is a term used to describe the phagocytosis of the intact leukocytes, particularly the lymphocytes, in the histiocytes that express S100. So as we discussed earlier, that these histiocytes will be positive for S100, and these S100 positive cells will cause the phagocytosis of the intact leukocytes, particularly the lymphocytes. So this will be, this is the hallmark feature of the Rosai-Doffman disease, and it is known as M. peripolysis. In this, the second most common site involved with is the skin. So in the skin, upper dermal histiocytic infiltrate will be present, and multinucleate giant cells, plasma cells will also be seen. But in the skin, the M. peripolysis is less prominent than that seen in the lymph nodes.